This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up the whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So, Chris, you brought in a story here that appears to be relatively fresh. It was published yesterday at a university hospital. The story actually coming from various different sources, Deseret News, New York Daily News, is out of Salt Lake City, where a nurse is claiming she was assaulted. She definitely was.
Yes, definitely. There's no question about it.
By a Salt Lake City detective, police detective, for refusing his order to draw blood from an unconscious patient. Alex Wobbles was working as a charge nurse at the University of Utah Hospital when police detective Jeff Payne demanded a blood sample from a truck driver who was hospitalized after a car crash on July 26th. When she refused, citing the hospital's policy, Payne grabbed her arms, marched her out of the hospital, and handcuffed her in a disturbing body camera video released during a press conference on Thursday. And apparently there are a couple of different body camera videos, which we literally just determined moments before we went on the air. So you had brought this one in, Chris, to the show, which is of the other officers. So there's at least more. There's at least a couple officers that have been called into this situation. Mm-hmm. And so you can see Jeff Payne, the officer who makes the arrest, in the video you brought in. There's also a video from Jeff Payne's body camera as well. So there are at least two different body camera videos here. And I can't play the audio of all the conversation that comes beforehand because it's just too tinny. It's hard to... Yeah, it's going to be hard to play that, but playing her screaming.
Yeah, the main part was. And that was the understatement. I felt like that was like an understatement of the year kind of dealy when the way they phrased that in the article. She was viciously attacked.
Completely unnecessarily.
This cop made no movement.
Right. She's a nurse in her nurse's gown with her ID tag on at work. And she's on the phone here. You said it's with her supervisor.
Yeah, that's what this article said.
So she's on a phone talking to the supervisor, holding the phone out.
And she didn't even respond. It was the supervisor that he was responding to. But right. He's taking it out on her.
The supervisor says at one point, "Look, officer, you're making a mistake here." Sorry about that. One of those wonderful little autoplay features here on the internet. Tells the cop, "You're making a mistake." In fact, the supervisor says that, and it's right after that that the cop's just like, "That's it, I've had enough," and just moves in for this lady. And she kind of steps away.
This was something to where she was trying to prevent the cop from drawing blood from a patient?
Correct, an unconscious patient, and there's certain specifications as far as when they're allowed to draw blood from a patient. I don't know if the article here goes into the details on what those specs are, but the man on the phone mentions them, or she mentions them, one or the other.
Right, I just think, it's important to note that it wasn't just, police officer walks into a hospital and assaults some kind of nurse. He's trying to do something. She's saying, "You're not allowed to do that, Mr. Officer Guy. Here, my supervisor's on the phone. He's telling you the same thing." So, she's protecting a patient.
He was reading like a policy or something in there about like when they're allowed to do that. And it was like with a warrant, they're allowed to do it, I think, with consent of the patient, which the patient couldn't consent.
Right.
And,
when the patient's unconscious, there's no consent.
Right, exactly. And they kept saying they don't have a warrant. So.
Right. So she is trying to protect a patient.
That's right. She's just trying to do her job. in this case, is the old I'm just doing my job thing. She's trying to do right. her job, and that is to, you know, she's not, this officer is not asking her to do something that is within her legal purview to commit, and he targets her
and
for it.
Definitely
brutally.
Something that is unethical, if not immoral.
Both unethical,
draw blood from an unconscious
yeah,
patient.
Both unethical, immoral, and probably illegal for them to provide that, hand that over.
And you used to actually work as hospital security at someplace.
Correct.
Past, right? Now, since it's not hospital security, they are there, but the officers are the ones who are doing the you know this dirty work here. We're going to get into it here. I'll play the actual clip from this situation. We'll see if we can actually make out what's being said. Like I said, I didn't have any time to prep this in advance to run it through any kind of audio processing or anything like that. So I'm just going to test it out here. So she's showing a piece of paper to the officer as she's dialing in a... Electronic warrant, patient under arrest... or the patient consenting.
Yeah.
And they don't have any of those things.
Yep.
So she's denying it, denying them here and trying to explain, look, here's our agreement with you. Like, this is what we, the hospital has a policy that we came to with, you know, you police people, and this is what the agreement says. We are only to do blood draws under these three specific circumstances. Here, officer, here are your rules. Here they are. She shows them to him. She explains them to him. She has her supervisor on the line listening to this entire thing.
Don't have a warrant, and he's not under arrest.
Right. It was some sort of an accident, apparently, according to the story at New York Daily News. The truck driver in question was, you know, unconscious after a car crash. So the cop suspects that he might have been under the influence, and that's what the cop is looking to find out here. We actually have Cindy on the line already with comments on the story in Indiana. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I'm a nurse in South Bend, Indiana, and
hi.
I really have a problem with what's going on in Utah.
Tell me more.
Well, I'll tell you. There's all kinds of times when the cops will ask us to do this or do that. I personally think the fact that she did what was ethical, where, I mean, the patient was unconscious. He could not consent to the blood draw. He was not under arrest. There was no warrant. She had no way that she could have drawn the blood from that patient without committing assault and battery.
Mm. Then the very same cops might just arrest her for that reason at that point. There was no way out of this situation. For
yeah,
exactly. But you know what? I would have done exactly the same thing.
You mean you would have refused? You would have explained to the cop and then, you know, refused?
Darn right. Same as I would have done for those people in New Mexico all those months ago for doing the enemas, the colonoscopy, blah, blah,
oh, yeah,
blah, blah,
those
blah.
Stories were absolutely horrendous. Where there was one guy in particular that over the course of like 8 hours had several colonoscopies, cavity searches, enemas, and they kept finding nothing. No drugs, no. All right, well, give him more charcoal. Give him another enema. Shove
the
colonscope up his butt again.
We have to advocate for our patients. And if there's no consent, then it's battery. If we touch them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I apologize. Apparently, due to some issues here at the studio, technical issues, that audio did not go out across our radio station. So My bad on that one. We'll see if we can get this back on track here. Cindy, if you want, you can continue to comment here. As a fellow nurse, you say you would have done the exact same thing as the lady in this situation. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. There's more on the way.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
join us here. The situation with the nurse out in Utah was just brought to our attention. Chris, you found the story over at New York Daily News, Deseret News, all over the place. We're going to play some of the audio here from the most relevant portion of the video. I apologize to those listening on the radio in the last segment. We had some technical difficulties. What you missed when we were playing the audio was the nurse in this hospital going over reasons why legally she cannot draw blood from a man that the police had brought to her. Basically, there was some sort of car accident. One of the people involved was a truck driver, and the cops were demanding that the nurse do a blood draw on an unconscious man. And she...
who was not under arrest, and they had no warrant for.
And since he was unconscious, he couldn't consent. So those were the three reasons why. If they had a warrant, she would do it. And if he consented, she would do it. And if, you know, they...
if he were officially under arrest,
right, then
she would do it.
But she says, look, you know, we have an agreement with you guys. The hospital has an agreement that these are the three circumstances, and the only three circumstances under which we are allowed to conduct a blood draw. And so she's calmly explaining it to the officer as much as she can. Does look a little nervous, understandably. She's got at least two cops that are standing there looking, you know, probably intimidating.
Intimidating, yeah, for sure.
One of them, for sure, is a kind of hulking man who ultimately ends up arresting the nurse. We'll tell you more about it, and we'll also take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to get right back into your phone calls and thoughts. Do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, though, so if you've been thinking about Bitcoin, wanting to learn more about it, then Bitcoin.com is a great destination to accomplish that. You can get the latest news about Bitcoin in the Bitcoin universe. You can also get the basics on what Bitcoin is, and you can join the Bitcoin mining pool, or pools, because there's one for Bitcoin, and there's another one for the new Bitcoin Cash that you can join over at pool.bitcoin.com. Again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Cindy is a nurse in Indiana. She called in about this subject, and you say you can completely relate to this, and this lady did the right thing by refusing the police order. Isn't that right, Cindy?
Yes, she did. I would have done the same thing, too, and probably would have been arrested as a result, because what they were asking her to do was unethical. Patient was unconscious. There was no warrant. He was not under arrest. There was no reason to draw that blood, and the man was a victim in the crash.
Well, again, the police probably believed that he was under the influence of something and wanted to find out and needed the woman to do their bidding, and they went ahead and arrested her over it. And ultimately, according to the article at New York Daily News, cut her loose 20 minutes later with no charges. So
exactly.
Maybe they talked to their attorney, and he said, uh-oh, guys, you need to let her go right now.
Yeah.
And I hope she ends up owning them.
Yeah, that would be really nice. Unfortunately, she'll just end up owning the taxpayers if they end up finding the police were responsible for this.
They're not going to do anything against the police.
The officers themselves will likely not suffer any kind of consequences as a result. If there is a settlement, it may come from the police department coffers or the city tax coffers, but it's not going to come out of the paycheck of the officers.
The city's
that
insurance might wind up making
true.
Some kind of payment.
Yep.
The insurance will go up.
Their insurance rates will go up, yeah, which the taxpayers are paying for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Cindy. I'm sorry.
That is very much unfortunately true, although I understand that this police officer in question has now just been suspended from the blood draw unit, so he's no longer able to draw blood, but he's still able to function as a police officer, and that's just screwed up.
Unbelievable.
Well, I do remember...
his name is Detective Payne,
of course,
which seems to be very fitting here.
Yeah. You know, I do remember years ago there was news about the state police in Utah being authorized to do roadside blood draws, and that they were actually training their police officers. They were sending them to phlebotomy training, which is the art of drawing blood, I suppose.
Yes.
And that was a scary story, because the idea that some cop is going to be drawing blood from you on the side of the road is, I think, an incredibly kind of intimidating police state situation. So
let me get this straight. They legalized assault of citizens who have committed no crime and are not even suspected of a crime?
Well, presumably you would be suspected of a crime if the officer was going to be drawing blood from you, but I don't...
Right. So there are a couple of states that have things along these lines, and generally it's... And you guys know a little bit about this, the DUI checkpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's, you know, those things happening this weekend nearby.
That's
here,
right.
Actually.
Tonight and tomorrow.
So in some places, if the person refuses to blow in the little tube,
mm-hmm.
that's considered some kind of, you know, like, evidence of suspicion of something, and so then they can get the warrant to draw the blood. So you refuse to blow in the tube, that gives us probable cause to draw your blood, so the suspected offense is you're driving under the influence.
If I refuse, then, and I am...
Some states will suspend your license
drinking.
For 6 months if you refuse,
yeah.
whether you're drunk or not.
See, this is just what blows my mind. So if I refuse on, you know, principal grounds, that somehow is evidence against me of, like, having been drunk?
This is just
ridiculous.
It is what they would consider to be probable cause.
How is that probable cause? It's not. There's so many people who would object on principles.
Sorry, say again. Cindy, you said it's not easy.
Phlebotomy is no easy trick. You've either got the touch or you don't. And if you don't have the touch for it, you're going to harm somebody by sticking them multiple times, and that's ugly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cindy, thanks for the call. Thanks for the expertise tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733.
But, Chris, to answer your question of how is it probable cause, I don't know. I'm not, the lawyer that wound up writing the statute or the lobbyist in these states that argued for. I'm just telling you, like the way it's written is it is legally considered probable cause if you refuse their test.
Well, so they're going to say that you agreed to this when you signed up for the driver's license, that it's in the terms. You consented to give us
the argument. I know that's the argument, but I'm still not quite sure I follow how that constitutes probable cause.
So how is that?
They're not going to say it's probable cause. They would just argue that you agreed to it, and if you aren't doing it, then they're going to come.
Well, what about somebody that got their driver's license issued 4 years ago? The law changed 2 years ago. Well, that supposed contract changed after I got my license.
Well, what about a different state or a different country? You know, I mean,
well, your physical presence here is the consent.
That's what they'll say.
Where was this?
Social contract.
Was there a sign that said this? I mean, what point?
Social contract.
The social contract is whatever they say goes.
Right.
That's the rules. And they can change the rules at any time without having to give you any kind of notice whatsoever, because you're supposed to read
ignorance
all the DMV.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right.
Unless you're a bureaucrat, in which case ignorance of the law is a complete excuse, as long as you're acting in good faith.
And they have no obligation to protect you.
That's all true. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll play the segment of the actual arrest here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're going to play this audio here. I actually did finally take the time to boost some of the levels on this because it's very quiet and then gets loud when the nurse starts screaming as she's being attacked and manhandled by, and completely unnecessarily, by the way, by this this police officer. I mean, this cop treats her like she's some kind of street thug that just took a swing at him.
He like lunges at her without even explaining that like she's under arrest or anything, and
it's pretty obvious that he's gonna do something awful
awful, but not necessarily. We don't necessarily know that he's arresting her. She wouldn't have known that he's arresting her. She knows is he's lunging at her in a violent manner,
and she's pretty shocked.
She's moving out of the way. She doesn't want to be hit.
We'll play that here in moments. This is a nurse who is refusing to do a blood draw on an unconscious...
Alex Wubbles.
Correct, on an unconscious man. But let's go to more of your calls and thoughts first. Also, I do want to let you know about Dash. It's a way to build a better financial system for everyone. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform that is designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. So it's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast, can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org, and there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go check out Dash.org and find out why. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Bill is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill, where are you calling from in California tonight?
Lake Isabella. It's about 55 miles east of Bakersfield in the Sierra Nevada. Beautiful.
Excellent. So you're listening to KVLI. Go ahead, Bill.
First of all, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about like the consent issue. I've lived in about 17 different states and had different driver's licenses, different states. In every single state I've ever had a license in, one of the requirements to be able to obtain a license is a law called implied consent, meaning that if you ever got pulled over for, you know, suspected of being drunk driving, that you, it's basically that you consent to any kind of a breathalyzer test or a blood test. Okay, that, you know, automatically, just by being pulled over. Now, as far as probable cause go, I've had a couple DUIs. I mean, I've been dry for a long time, but back in the day, I had a couple DUIs. You go to court, and then the police officer's in court. Just the mere fact that he smells alcohol is considered probable cause.
Which they can say that anytime they want. Yep.
Yeah, well, that's how it is in court. I mean, they're going to believe, you know, if it's you against the police officer, they're going to believe the police officer. Now, as far as those checkpoints, those are unconstitutional, okay, because there is no... The only way the police can pull you over and have probable cause is that they see you violating some kind of a traffic law, like not putting a blinker on or something like that. They can't kick you out on the road and then give you a breathalyzer.
Yeah, there's changes. There's been recent changes, rulings that contradict that. I mean, that say otherwise.
They
I mean,
say
I
they
agree
are
with
constitutional.
You. Yeah, Daryl, I don't know if you know more about that, but.
Yeah,
not specifically, but you know, I
know they exist.
I've read something to where courts have consistently, sadly, consistently upheld as constitutional because you know, well, safety.
Yeah,
basically.
Yep.
Now I don't agree with how these police officers manhandled a nurse, obviously, but this is one of the states I lived in was Utah. Okay, they're notoriously anti-alcohol in that state.
Mm-hmm.
Those could have been
Mormon
police officers, and that could have crept into it. Not that that's an excuse for them or anything like that.
Nope, but it's an explanation.
But they do have an implied, because I had a Utah driver's license, and that's a state where to get the license, there's the implied consent law that if you are pulled over, that you have to give a breathalyzer test. In California, if you don't give a breathalyzer test, if you refuse the breath test, you automatically get your license suspended for a year. Automatically, and that doesn't start to begin to what if even if you're convicted.
Are there states that don't have this implied consent?
I guarantee you Utah has it. If there's one state in the union that has it, it's Utah.
No, no. I know there's more than one. I've definitely heard of this on multiple occasions.
And I think it depends on how you're defining, you know, quote unquote, this implied consent, because there are some states that will not automatically suspend your driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's what you mean.
I know about New Jersey.
If you're saying that, you know, they're using.
Hold on, too many people talking at once here. Hold on, guys. Go ahead.
I'm not sure if, you know, by implied consent, you're saying, you know, your lack of or your refusal to take a breathalyzer is automatically considered reasonable or probable cause to do something else.
No, all it is that by implied consent means that if you are pulled over or if you're suspected of being under the influence of drugs or alcohol, that you automatically consent to being tested either through a breathalyzer, and if you refuse that, then by a blood test.
Right, but not every state does blood tests. So that's why I said, you know, it depends on how Ian is defining the implied consent.
I'm not defining it. It was Bill who called in about it, but that was the term that he used to describe the thing I was trying to describe earlier.
Some form of it, right?
Where the state will argue that by getting the driver's license or being in the state, as you pointed out, that you must do the thing they say you must do, or else they'll suspend your license or hit you with another charge or whatever. Like, there's probably different penalties for it in different...
Right. and not
places.
Every state automatically suspends the license, and not every state does the blood draws.
You know, right. I know a little bit about New Jersey, and I don't drink, by the way. But in New Jersey, I looked into this once, and because I was pulled over for, I guess, for suspected for being drunk or something. And, you know, they made me, you know, walk a line and everything else. And I was really annoyed. Like, I didn't want to consent, but I also didn't want to lose my license.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I looked into it afterward.
There?
I'm not entirely sure if you lose your license automatically, but basically something to the effect if you don't. Yeah, there is some sort of implied consent in New Jersey. But I looked into it more, and it took me a long time to figure out whether or not I had to, you know, walk the line or if I could refuse. Because maybe you can refuse to walk the line, but you can't refuse a breathalyzer, right? Mm. So there's all these, like, little gotchas. And what's interesting in New Jersey is you can actually refuse the roadside breathalyzer and not be guilty of, like, not consenting or something to that effect.
Okay.
And basically what happens is at that point they have to take you to the station and do what's called a chemical breathalyzer, which is more accurate. At that point, if you refuse, then it's something to the effect of you lose your license or something along those lines.
So what's
about the pre-alcohol screening test? That's what that little handheld thing. That's the pre-alcohol screening. And I blew a .07 in that one time, and then he made me wait 20 minutes to check me again, and then it was .0 because your blood alcohol rises over time. And when I told that to the judge, he just laughed at me. He goes, "You think we're going to let you go?" You know. One more point before I go. But regarding that one nurse about if she has any kind of legal action against those police officers, unless they like broke her neck or caused her any kind of permanent injury, she really doesn't. The law and the judges consider this. I've been roughed up by the police before, and then unless they put you in a wheelchair or like cause you permanent injuries, you really don't have any monetary damages against the police.
There's also. There's also wrongful arrest where I've seen.
All that. It doesn't. They don't care.
It's going to be hard to get any kind of decent settlement out of a wrongful arrest that lasted for. Sorry, yeah. Bill. What I was saying was it'll be difficult to get any kind of settlement out of the police for a wrongful arrest that lasted for 20 minutes. It's going to be real hard.
That's probably unlawful detainment anyway.
You're
going
to have to
arrest.
Have some sort of attorney that really knows what they're doing, and maybe the hospital's got one of those on staff. But
this is such a high-profile case, I think she might get something.
She might get some pro bono help from another attorney. Bill, thanks for calling with your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, an actual law enforcement officer on the line here. Patrick, what are your thoughts on this? Have you seen the video? Are you familiar with this the situation with the nurse being arrested?
Yeah, I heard about it today. I haven't really seen the video, but there were three things that I was wondering all day. First of all, what
hold on. We're going to get your three things here in a moment. More with Patrick. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us, you can here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts on the, what I would call, unnecessarily violent arrest of this nurse.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's buysellmakeoffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. Buysellmakeoffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. People have comments about the nurse who was arrested in Salt Lake City for refusing to draw blood from an unconscious man after he was ostensibly involved in a traffic accident. Police wanted to know what was in his bloodstream, but he was unconscious, so he couldn't consent. And let's see, what were the other two circumstances under which she could have...
If there was a warrant or if he was under arrest.
And he was not.
Correct.
Because the cops didn't know enough to arrest him.
And they didn't have a warrant.
Correct. So we're going to tell you more about it here and play the audio, which we have yet to play, of her actual arrest, which was incredibly violent for what, you know, was... I mean, if it was wrong for him to arrest her in the first place, but if he was going to arrest her, he could have done it in a much more professional manner than what he did, which was
right.
To basically manhandle and chase her and throw her around.
Plus, we've got quotes from Nurse Woobles.
All right, we'll get into that coming up here, but let's go back to Patrick. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to KTOX, an actual law enforcement officer. Now, you're not working in Utah, obviously, but you said you've got three things you wanted to comment on here, so go ahead.
Okay, first of all, what was the circumstances of which the accident happened? That was the one thing they did not talk about over the radio or all these national programs. There was nothing leading up to that. So, first of all,
according to the story, to answer your question, according to the New York Daily News, the truck driver was hospitalized after a pickup truck crashed into his vehicle while it was fleeing from the police. So apparently he was the victim in this particular case. The driver of the pickup truck died at the scene. So for whatever reason, they wanted to drug test or whatever, find out what was in the blood of the man who was the victim.
Kansas.com adds that the truck driver was severely burned. So medics sedated him before taking him to the hospital.
I see.
And once he was at the hospital, the cops said, well, we want his blood.
So there you go, Patrick. Well, go ahead.
The one thing, though, that, you know, the nurse, and I know this is a fact because I've taken many a course on this. First of all, there's HIPAA, you know, the rights of the individual who is being under care. Custody and care is everything. Once you turn over custody, that individual, technically, if he's not under arrest, he's under doctor's care. So the only two people, like you say, that can actually do this would be under doctor's orders, or which is the hospital, or a judge. Now, the officer had neither, which in my eyes is something that, first of all, I don't know what's going on with these officers. They seem to be snapping. You're hearing more and more of it. But first of all, the officer was wrong in doing that. First of all, if the officer was not an immediate supervisor, how in the heck does he have that authority not to call into his immediate supervisor if they're going to do something to get the paperwork started to do this?
Didn't you say that the supervisor ordered the man to arrest?
That's what one of the articles that I have pulled up is. So, the supervisor ordered the detective to arrest her if she did not allow him to draw the blood.
And the fact is that how is an officer giving a direct order to a nurse who works under a doctor, a direct order to do something when the nurse has a right to just say, I quit and walk out, and they couldn't do anything. And
great
the
point.
fact that this officer jumped the gun by doing what he was told to do by his immediate supervisor, first of all, if all of this happened, the supervisor, well, in most cases, I just know procedure would be under question. He would be placed under no contact. He would be placed in either administrative leave at that point, along with the two officers, until an internal panel would come in and investigate the whole situation to find out what was going on. And therefore, if they're not doing something like that, then therefore another law enforcement, such as another county, would take over that investigation. And to hear what's going on, it just sounds like it's crazy. I don't know what that officer was thinking. Maybe what that officer may have been on something. I don't know. In fact,
no, it's a power trip, dude. I mean, it's always interesting to me. Go ahead.
In most cases, heck, the first thing they'd do is take me in the back room in a dry cell and have somebody watch me UA or do a blood test
analysis
on me. And the fact is that it's just, when I heard this, it just tore me up inside, because you don't do stuff like that as an officer, even though it's a direct order and everything. What did she do to do it other than the fact that she was acting under a doctor's order not to do something and protecting the rights of that individual, which was HIPAA? I don't get the whole situation. And the fact is, if they jumped the gun, oh, my God, you were saying nothing would happen? You're talking about probably some national lawyer right now are fighting over this case.
Yeah, look, I'm so glad that you're so reasonable. I mean, you always call in and you seem like the voice of reason when it comes to police departments, Patrick, on a lot of issues. But this doesn't surprise me at all. And as you did indicate, you're hearing more and more cases like this. Even you are hearing more about them. But we've been hearing these cases forever where police are acting like hotheads. They're acting like, you know, they know that there's no way they're going to be facing any kind of punishment for the actions that they take. They're running high on an adrenaline rush. We had Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted on the show many years ago, probably like a decade ago now at this point, but still friends with him, and he's a great guy. But he explained what it was like when he was a new cop. And this guy, by the way, isn't a new cop. This is an older guy. He's going bald. He's clearly balding in this footage. This guy's older. He should absolutely know better, but he's just as hot as a hothead as any, you know, young kid right off of, the police squad. So
where's the voice of reason? Where's the voice of reason?
Apparently that's it's you.
Fact is, you know, I've seen officers refuse direct orders from supervisors before. Yes, you go through paperwork, you go through everything. But if you were right in your justification of why you did not do something, 9 times out of 10, 2 months later, they're going to brush it underneath the carpet, and you're going to look and, well, where's this on my file? It's going to go bye-bye. But the fact is it just does not make in any way sense. And the fact is that he laid hands on her, that's use of force. He has to justify that use of force.
And I mean, what makes even less sense is the fact that, according to this nurse, none of the other cops did anything to stop it.
No, of course not.
They just stood there and watched.
It was actually interesting watching the video because he doesn't react to her. He reacts to her boss who's on the phone. That's the point in which he goes and lunges at her in this attack manner.
Yeah,
and
I've actually got that clip here, which we'll play for you.
Oh, we haven't played it yet, have we?
No, that's right. Guys, I know you're busy, but the last thing I have to say about that every officer in that room is just as guilty as he is. Because, A, first of all, they're there to protect and serve and to protect the public. Nobody did anything. In 90% of the cases, they will suffer the same fate as that officer that did that.
Which is to say they'll probably get a promotion. I mean, we've seen so many different times where officers have clearly, on video, violated people's rights and used unnecessary force. And we've seen time and time again where the department will investigate. They'll find that the officers did nothing wrong. They were doing it by the book.
They'll refuse to investigate.
They'll investigate. They always invest. They always do an internal investigation so they can come out with an
investigation.
They always do it. I've never seen them refuse to investigate. They always come out with a statement saying that we investigated and the officers were doing it by the book. There was no problem here.
After the fact.
Yeah,
but they'll say they won't do
something before it happened.
No. If you report something, they'll refuse and then they'll do some sort of investigation.
They're not under any obligation to investigate because you reported something. I'm talking about where in situations like this, where the thank you by the way for the call, Patrick. Where the officers have been caught red-handed on video and the media is making a big deal out of it. Those are the situations where they will conduct an internal investigation, and after that, they will release. But yeah, you're right. If you go and file a complaint, then they're not going to do crap about it. It's going in the circular file. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And that's because, as you pointed out, they have no obligation to protect and no obligation to investigate. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.